Joined now by Blind Dave Healy. We've not spoken in a few months. Happy New Year to you, Dave. And how have you been?
The same to you, sir. Happy New Year and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there, mate.
Thank you very much. How have you been?
It's been an interesting couple of months, Barry. I actually came down with the dreaded and it knocked me for six. There's no two ways about that. I'm glad 2020's out the way. 2021's started and we're all looking on a positive note. So, you know, let's hope with the vaccinations coming on board. Sadly, we've got another lockdown, which was inevitable, I think. We've just got to press on through it, haven't we? I mean, I wish the guidelines were a lot clearer.
Because, I think we all do.
Yeah, I think we're all getting that little bit confused on what we can, what we can't do, and where we can do it and who can do it. But we're moving along. Hopefully what we feel in the same vein as we did from last month, using our common sense, you know, staying away, keeping a distance, keeping clean, washing hands. And I think that's all you can do. Other than that, though, mate, things are tickety-boo.
Now, new year, for any new listeners, we spent most of 2020 planning for your Colditz challenge, which was a cycling challenge leaving Germany. It had to be postponed a couple of times.
Yeah.
I take it it's just been scrapped for the time being.
Yeah, it's still on the anvil. I'm still corresponding with people in Germany. And, you know, I've spoken to the consensus of riders and they're all still up for it. Because the more and more we keep postponing, the more and more we get, ooh, we want to do this. So it's sort of penciled in once again for 2022 April. I think the consensus of opinion, Barry, is that 2022 might not even go ahead. It might be that we have to stretch it to 2023. And if that's the case, that's the case. But, you know, we've got that eagerness. The riders are saying, we want to do this. And you're thinking, yeah, we are going to one way or another. So it's still there, mate. It's still on the anvil.
Christmas and New Year aside, Dave, what have you been doing since we spoke, maybe about October time?
Well, I ain't said a lot about this, and I don't know whether you know, but I got awarded an honour in the Queen's Birthday Honours.
I did not. I don't think anybody does.
No, well, yeah, in the Queen's Honours in October, I got awarded an OBE for services to the charity. So that was absolutely fantastic.
Long overdue.
Well, a lot of people say that, but, you know, for me, it's not about the awards that I get. It's about what we do. And it's like I said to somebody, the award is fabulous for Blind Dave Healy OBE. But really and truthfully, I always say it's Team Blind Dave OBE. Because without the lads and the lasses, I couldn't do or achieve what I do.
Yeah, a lot of unsung heroes involved.
Oh, crumbs, yeah, yeah, without a doubt, mate. And, you know, I applaud them every day because as I said, without them.
When will you be heading down to Buckingham Palace?
Depending on how everything sort of pans out the next couple of months, I'm thinking it might be June, July time. I don't know.
It's a big deal for the family, I'm sure, as well. They must be really, really proud of you.
Oh, absolutely, mate. And you know, I'm proud for them because they've also backed me to the hill. We'll be all traipsing down to London and there's going to be a few new frocks, I guess. It's going to cost me a fortune, isn't it, Barry? You realise this, don't you?
Savile Row for everyone. The extended family.
Don't you even suggest that, mate, please. Can you make it Primark or something like that? But other than that, all of events through the year were pretty well cancelled. Mm. We've been doing a little bit of training and just generally keeping fit. But what's been lovely, I've had the opportunity and an awful lot more time in my workshop. And Deb's thrown a few projects at me. I'm still working on Grace's camper van. We're designing a seat to come bed for her. Then Deb went and bought something for Christmas, which was like an ornamental wooden tree. And her words were, I reckon you could do me one better than that. And I said, oh, can I? So that was another challenge. So I engraved and did, and she was very, very happy. I did a couple of prototypes ready for Christmas. So I'm now going to start developing them through this year. And there's all sorts of people saying, well, can you do this, Dave? And can you do that? And I'm thinking, you know what? I could. So I've got a few projects on the anvil now.
Now, you were waiting on news about a guide dog, and I think you'd been let down the last time we spoke. Yeah. Is that advanced any? I know it's, it takes a long time.
No. Do you know, it's very rare for me to really sort of say, but I've got to be honest with you, I am very, very annoyed. I've put an email into the chief exec. This is the third dog over 2.5 years that has been withdrawn medically. The more and more now I'm hearing guide dog owners, you know, very dissatisfied. 2.5 years waiting for a replacement dog is a long time.
Sad to see, mate. I know the relationship you had with your previous dog was a special one.
Oh, so, Seamus, brilliant.
Hopefully you get some good news soon there.
I hope so. And, you know, we can only keep fingers crossed and keep thinking the positive. But the more and more you wait, the more and more you think, hang on a minute, what is going on here?
Now, Dave, how can people find out about you if they want to have a little nosy at your website?
Yeah, if they want to have a little nose at what we're up to, you can go on to the website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk. But it seems these days, Deb is more on the social media platform. So we've got a Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy. We've got Twitter, which is at Blind Dave Healy. And we have an Instagram, the kids tell me now, which I think is obviously Blind Dave Healy. But yeah, you know, close around the social platforms, and we sort of try and keep people up to date with what we're doing challenge-wise.
Well, listen, Dave, it's been great talking to you again, and we'll hopefully speak in a few weeks.
Yes, indeed, sir. And I'll let you know how the projects are going on. We'll know a little bit more about vaccinations. We'll know whether normal or when normal is going to repeat or come back. And who knows, Barry? I might even get up there and have a pint with you one of these days.
That would be lovely. Listen, all the best to you and the family for 2021.
And you, sir. And you. And all the same to all the listeners.
Dave Healy, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, mate. Thank you.